Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on the sportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar. Others promise the moon, they deliver the sun. We're also brought to you by Rose's Cafe, a favorite in the Cow Hollow neighborhood of San Francisco for the past 20 years. Today's guest in part two of our conversation, Jorge Ortiz from USA Today. You know, during a frustrating season, I think sometimes players are going to say things that you don't expect them to say, or maybe act in a way that you might not expect them. And there have been a couple of incidents this year. I mean, let's start with, you know, Hunter Strickland. He drills Bryce Harper, and it's years after the fact. And, you know, I think Strickland's maybe that kind of macho guy that it didn't shock everybody. But that one, you know, it kind of stands out as a, you know, kind of a black mark on the season for the Giants. And the other one just happened this weekend with Buster Posey, and that was really surprising because Posey never says anything, and he gets drilled by Hector Neris in the back, and immediately he comes out and says to Neris, you know, did you do that on purpose? He didn't get an answer. But after the game, he made his remarks about how he thought that Neris was throwing at him. Now, I got to say, Jorge, that I just don't understand that thinking, because in that situation you had two men on, you were down by two runs, they're going to put the potential go-ahead run on base and the potential tying runs in scoring position just because they want to hit you, because he doesn't think he can get you out, and Pablo Sandoval is the next hitter. I mean, he's not exactly, you know, Swiss cheese. So I was really surprised by those comments. What did you think?
We were all stunned, and with Buster kind of saying anything to Neris on the field, because Buster is so stoic, you know, he never reacts in that way. So the fact that he would mouth up to Neris, that was definitely surprising. But even more so that, you know, he would pretty much say, hey, this guy doesn't believe he can get me out, and that's what he threw at me. It's like, whoa, that's big time. And you know, I have to tell you, I was kind of happy to hear it. I don't know that I agree with you. I don't know that Neris really was throwing at him intentionally. I think some of the harsh feelings toward Neris come from what happened with Eduardo Nunez earlier this year, where they had, you know, a bit of an episode, and Nunez called time, and you know, Neris didn't like it. So they were thinking that there was a bit of a, you know, some harsh feelings toward Neris. But it's hard to believe that he would just put him on, you know, just plunk him intentionally to load the bases. You know, and Neris, of course, denied he haven't done that. But I like seeing that spunk out of Buster, because, you know, Buster is a guy who keeps all his emotion inside and all the passion inside. And you know he has it. You know, he wouldn't be the kind of player he is without having a passion for the game. But he's not outward with it. And seeing a little bit of him kind of stepping up and, you know, showing that passionate side and calling out Neris, I enjoy that. You know, it's like I know it's not going to be what Buster's going to do all the time, but I like it, because particularly, you know, when, as you were talking about, this is kind of a lost season. You know, it'd be easy just to kind of stop caring, and but you know, guys like that still do care, and I like seeing it, and you know, with my own eyes, instead of just you know, kind of assume that you know, he has that passion because of the terrific player he is. You know, I'm somebody who enjoys seeing that side of people.
More with Jorge Ortiz, baseball writer from USA Today, in just a moment. We all know that solar systems make financial sense and environmental sense, and when it comes to choosing the best installation crew in the business, Sun First Solar should be your first choice. Sun First Solar has provided solar excellence since 1984. They are SunPower Elite Commercial and Elite Residential installers with a reputation for technical excellence, innovative design, fair pricing, excellent customer service, and end-to-end quality and competence. Sun First Solar is a family business devoted to treating their employees, customers, the community, and the environment with respect, and they are devoted to renewable energy and sustainability throughout the Bay Area. There is no roof or project that is too complicated. Sun First has successfully installed solar on Spanish tile roofs, metal roofs, and very steep roofs. They also have extensive experience in solar ground mounts and solar pool heating. Competitive pricing, expert consultation, and the best warranty. Go local and get your Sun Power solar system from Sun First Solar today. Call Sun First Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870. I can understand getting a little grouchy in the middle of August in a lost season when you get drilled by a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. That doesn't feel good at all. So no. I get that. I guess the part of me that was just laughing about it is that a pitcher is not that stupid. I mean, if they're trying to win the game, I mean, he wouldn't hit him in that situation. I know one time in the minor leagues I saw a hitter with the bases loaded get hit by a pitch, and I think it put the team in front, and he charged the mound. It was like he was just mad that he got hit, but he's not going to try to hit you with the bases loaded.
I know. There was one time when I think Pedro Martinez was throwing a perfect game, and he hit a guy, and, you know, because Pedro had a reputation as a headhunter, the guy charged him. It's like, are you kidding me? You think he's going to try to settle a score now when he's got a perfect game going? So, you know, it's understandable that hitters would react that way. You know, you're stung and you're not feeling all that happy. You know, you're not thinking all that logically at that point. You're thinking, this really hurts, and that jackass probably did it on purpose.
We'll continue the conversation with USA Today baseball writer Jorge Ortiz right after this.
Right about the time when AT&T Park had groundbreaking ceremonies in the late 90s, San Francisco was celebrating the opening of Roses Cafe at 2298 Union Street. Now, 20 years later, Roses continues to provide a warm, friendly atmosphere, and you can still count on great food. Italian fare created using organic local produce, fresh seafood, humanely raised meats, and free-range poultry. Roses bakes all of their own pastries and bread. Open 7 days a week, they serve breakfast, lunch, dinner, and brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Check out their menu and hours at www.rosescafesf.com. The next time you're driving to or from AT&T Park, stop by Roses Cafe in Cal Hollow at 2298 Union Street in San Francisco.
To finish up, I wanted to talk about Johnny Cueto because he's trying to make his way back, and he's had, you know, the blisters, and then he had another issue with his forearm. And, you know, I just wonder about whether or not he's going to opt out of his contract at the end of the year. That's, of course, a big question. What's your take on it? What kind of sense do you get from your conversations with Cueto about what direction he might go?
I can't imagine him opting out now. You know, I think it would have been a fairly easy decision if he had anywhere close to the season he had last year. You know, you figure he likes it here, so if he can add another year to his contract, you know, coming off back-to-back really good seasons, sure, why not? But the way it has, this season has gone with the, you know, with the blisters and, you know, pitching poorly and all that, you know, the market's not there for him to do that, so why would he? I think, you know, he's guaranteed upwards of $20 million a year in the next few seasons, so might as well stay with that.
What happened as far as Johnny Cueto? Because I know he had the blister problems, but, you know, a lot of that might have been due to the baseballs and the, you know, gripping the, you know, the different baseballs, as people have been talking about this year as far as the seams are concerned. I mean, is that really a major factor in what happened to him this year? Because he just hasn't been himself.
Well, there have been quite a few players this year, quite a few pitchers, who've had issues with blisters who didn't before. Like, you know, Marcus Stroman also has some problems with the blisters. And Rich Hill did too, but his traced back to last year. The one thing with Cueto that he's mentioned to me is that he feels like that time he missed in spring training, looking after his dad, who was very ill, really set him back. And he just never really regained his total form. So I think between that and the blisters, you know, it just totally wrecked his season. You know, how much of that is reality? How much is he making an excuse? I don't know, but I mean, you can see there's a huge difference in him this year from last year. He doesn't have the same command. He's just nowhere near as sharp a pitcher. And I think probably as just human nature, when the team takes such a big downturn and you're struggling yourself and you can't reverse it, there's a point where, you kind of go, we'll get him next year. So there might have been a little bit of that as well. But he really feels like the time he missed his spring training hurt him considerably. And if you remember, he started off really well last year. He had a terrific first half, started the All-Star game, and just hasn't been close to that this season.
No, I'm not sure which Johnny Cueto is going to show up when he is healthy. We'll see, and we'll see if he ends up being in the rotation next year. Well, Jorge, thanks a lot for your time. Really appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you at the ballpark again soon.
All right, always good talking to you, Joe.
That's USA Today baseball writer Jorge Ortiz. Don't miss our podcast on Monday. We'll be catching up with former KMBR talk show host Ray Woodson. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.